The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, earlier this month, Garda stats for the Christmas anti-drink driving campaign revealed that almost 950 drivers had been arrested on suspicion of drink or drug driving over the festive period. And 1 in 10 of those arrested, just under 100, were found to be over the limit, having consumed their alcohol the night before. Now, remember, under the recent changes to the Road Traffic Act, driven in by Shane Ross as Transport Minister, drivers who are found to have between 50 and 80 milligrams of alcohol for every 100 millilitres of blood are automatically banned for driving for 3 months, and they receive a €200 fine. Previously, they used to get 3 penalty points on their licence for that offence. Apparently, at the Cabinet meeting on Tuesday, there was ructions, and amongst those who complained bitterly about something that has been signed off and implemented were the Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan, the Minister for Business Heather Humphreys, the Agriculture Minister Michael Creed, and the Minister for Rural Development Michael Ring, all TDs who represent rural constituencies. And indeed, this morning, Sean Canney, the junior minister, complained that people were afraid to take their children to school in case they'd be pulled over the following morning. Okay, Michael Fitzmaurice, if you bring your children to school and you're pulled over and you're found to be over the limit, have you any reason to complain?
Well, first of all, Matt, I think we need to put this into context. I think it's disingenuous of ministers that pressed the green button to bring this legislation in to be now whinging about it. Charlie Flanagan is Minister for Justice. He's over the Gardaí. And indeed, the other ministers of the Cabinet, when 8 of us were opposing this, we said enforce what's there. They all pressed the button and kept going with it and actually called it a lot of different things across the floor as well. There is, if you go out on the road, say, tomorrow morning, Matt, and you have a bald tire, you'd know it before you went out. If you have a no tax in your car, you know. But if you were out the night before drinking or had a few drinks, there's a lot of people really concerned in case that they're the minimum overs. They don't know. That's the reality of it. And there is, at the moment, there's no doubt about it, what the ministers did say. There is a large presence of Gardaí between the hours of probably 8 o'clock and 12 o'clock in the day doing checkpoints at the moment.
Enforcing the law. Enforcing the law.
Well, enforcing the law that has been brought in by parliamentarians that has now whinging about it and given out about it.
Okay, but what do you want? Or do you think should the law be reversed, or should the Gardaí be told not to check in the morning in case there are people still drunk from the night before on our roads?
My view always on it was, Matt, that if we enforced what was there, it was adequate. If we did enforce what was there, but we decided to go a step further.
We also have Leo Leggio with us from the Irish Road Victims Association. Leo's been with us many times on the programme in the past. Oh, more than a decade ago, his 16-year-old daughter was fatally injured by a heroin addict who'd left the scene of the crash, a man who had been convicted a year earlier of drink driving and unlicensed driving. Leo, what do you make of these complaints from government ministers that it's unfair to brutalise people who might be bringing their children to school or who were on their way to mass the morning after having had a couple of drinks the night before?
First of all, Matt, that was a woman that killed my daughter.
Sorry, excuse me.
Secondly, I think it's absolutely comical of these TDs. Like, I find it very surprising that any TD would come out and criticise the Gardaí for doing their jobs and enforcing the law. As regards for people drinking the morning after, if you're over the limit the night before and you're over the limit the day before, day the morning after, there's no difference. As Michael Fitzmaurice said, if you go out and see a bald tire, you can do something about it. You can go out and buy yourself a home breathalyzer kit if you're not sure.
And they're fairly cheap to buy now, apparently,
exactly,
aren't they?
And if you're not sure, just do not get behind the wheel of a car. Which is more important to anybody in this country, a slight inconvenience or the taking of someone's life or putting someone's life in danger? The fact the figures are there, 11% of fatal collisions in which alcohol was consumed occur between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. in the morning. And remember, for every person that dies, there's another 6 to 8 people seriously injured. So it's not just slow deaths that we're talking about. People have been seriously injured on our roads. And to me, any inconvenience caused by a delay in bringing your children to school or people being afraid to bring their children to school the following morning or go to mass, that's tough. I want my kids safe on the roads.
And if you are, if you know you're going to be doing that the following morning, well, then maybe you should stop drinking a little earlier the night before.
Yeah, where's the person's responsibility? They're responsible for their own actions.
Okay, Michael Fitzmaurice, what about that point? If you're over the limit the following morning, you're over the limit.
We'll deal with... first of all, I want to deal with a couple of things that have been said. 90% of all the accidents, unfortunately, are from 12 in the day until 7 the following morning. And we don't see the Garda presence around the country where fatalities have occurred. On top of that, I would have always argued, Matt, that, first of all, for night time, and I've said this very openly, and I hope I will be backed on it by the previous speaker, that as well as when you bring in regulations on people and drink driving, because basically rural pubs have been decimated as well, we have to take that into account, there should have been, and I've always called for it, a system where communities would get a bus service to be able to facilitate people in the different rural areas, because, you know, right around the country, it has caused major problems. Secondly, the Gardaí, in my opinion, should be at 2 o'clock in the day or 10 o'clock at night, have the same presence if they're going to do it between them a few hours for the 10 or 11%. Obviously, there's 90 other percent of where fatalities, for one reason or another, took place. And how is it the same focus isn't on that?
Leo Leggio, what do you say to that?
Well, I say to that there is, in some ways I agree, but the combination of strong laws as deterrents and more enforcement will reduce the number of deaths and serious injuries. The enforcement that people are complaining about now, they think that is tough, but it should be even more. It should be all through the day. But the Garda resources are just not there. And as for the question of the rural pubs being decimated, if I open a shop tomorrow morning and I go through the business, I close the doors and try and work out something else. If rural pubs aren't surviving, getting into another business, people's lives are more important than a pub closing down.
It's an awful pity you don't understand rural Ireland. The reality of it is that in a lot of rural Ireland, especially elderly people, just go to the pub for one or two drinks at night. No one is condoning someone being out of their head drunk. Those people are afraid to leave their homes at the moment. And in case you don't know, in parts of rural Ireland, in small villages where there's one shop, one pub, where families have made a living, those people just cannot close the door and go at something else. You might have the choices in the big city that you're well used to.
I do not believe that people are prisoners at home.
But unfortunately, we don't have those choices in the rural
Okay, Leo, let Leo respond.
I do not believe for 1 minute that people are prisoners in their own home because they can't go to a pub and have a drink. You can go to a pub and socialise without having a drink. You do not have to drink and drive. You don't have to put people's lives at risk. I'd rather them be out. Do you even know what isolation is and mental torture?
I see people day in, day out, unfortunately, that are now prisoners within in their own homes from isolation.
And what do you think I am and my family are?
Yeah, and I completely sympathise with your situation.
Hang on. Don't you even dare say you sympathise with me and my family. That sympathy does not exist. That's only speaking out of the side of your mouth.
You politicians want to pull up
this barrier between Dublin and rural Ireland.
No, we're not putting up a barrier between Dublin and rural Ireland.
There is not.
We're putting up the facts. I am putting up the fact. What you stated there to me was that they can close the door and go at something.
Okay, but sorry, I need to cut across here for a second, please. Both of you, Michael, I actually have to put this to you because you actually didn't answer the question, Michael, that I put to you. And Michael, the question was about the morning after, because you're going on about people having one or two pints in the evening. If they have one or two pints in the evening, there isn't a remote chance that they'd fail a breathalyzer test the following morning. If you fail a breathalyzer test the following morning after a night's sleep, you must have had a lot of drink the night before, and surely you have nothing to complain about if you fail a test the following morning.
If somebody goes down in the morning, obviously they have more drink than what I'd be talking about. I don't condone someone being over the limit.
So what's the problem with catching somebody over the limit the following morning?
I didn't say what I said was, Matt, that there is a big focus on them 4 hours. Why doesn't the Gardaí have the same focus? Because 90% of people, unfortunately, are killed in the other 20 hours of the day. How is it that focus isn't on that?
But sorry, well? Michael, the stats I read at the very start, only 10% of those who were done for drink driving over the festive period were the following morning. 90% were in other times. Look, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much to both of you. Michael Fitzmaurice, Independent TD for Galway Roscommon. Leo Leggio from the Irish Road Victims Association.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.